Hello, the Scribe Minister, the Prophetess, the Word of God, episode 189. And as usual, we're going for our golden scripture, which is Hebrews 4:12 and James 1:22. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." And then James 1:22 says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." So we've looked at James 1:24 to check on what happens. Why would people read the Bible and not be doers of the word? And we realize that is because some people forget how they look like, even though the word of God is like a mirror for them. So James 1:24, according to New Living Translation, is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. And so we said that, why would people forget how they look like? And we said that is because many people do not know the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. And therefore, when they are reading and they see themselves in the new covenant, they are not able to interpret what they are seeing, the old covenant, in the light of the new covenant. That the new covenant and the light and the old covenant cannot be compared. They are incomparable. Okay, so we looked at 1 Peter 1:10-12, and in it we realized that the salvation we have now, the prophets of old, they searched, inquired diligently, carefully sought after, just to know and know Christ and his suffering and his glorification. And not only that, but it is not just the prophets of old who were wondering, who were looking at it, who wish they could be in our time, but even angels desire to look into. Now, common English version, do you know how he puts it? He says, "These things which even angels long to examine." Angels long to examine. New Living Translation says, "Even the angels are eagerly watching these things happen." They are eagerly, they are like spectators who are eagerly watching. Huh? Hey, what? So what's happening? Oh, really? So he died. Ah, so what happened? Really? Hey, on the third day, they had no idea. Nobody had any idea, including the devil. He didn't know what was that. He had no idea. But interesting, and then Amplified Classic says, "The prophets sought to find out, and into these things the very angels long to look." They long, they desire, it's a longing, deep longing they had, how they could participate, how they could be involved in it. They're just looking, like how you see a star and you'll be watching the star and all that is enjoying and all the fame and all the money and all that, and wishing you could be. He said that is how the angels see us. Now, young literal translation is lethal. Look at how he puts 1 Peter 1:12. He says, "To which things the messengers, being angels, do desire to bend looking." You have to bend looking. That they are in heaven and they are bending their necks to look into it. Have you ever seen you're showing something, let's say the screen is small, your iPad or something, things interesting, and you are all huddled around it and you are bending to take a good look. That is what the angels are doing. The salvation and the grace you have now, what you have in the new covenant, the angels are bending. They are hurting their necks, stretching their necks to look into it, to examine it. They wish they could experience it. And here you are with it. And you are rather looking backwards, and thinking, ah, Peter, I say Peter, and you're thinking, ah, Elijah had it. Elijah was so powerful. Ah, if only I could be like Elijah. And you're thinking, ah, David, he was something else. And thinking, Daniel, oh my God, he's the lion's den. Daniel in the lion, a lion could not chew him up. Then you're looking, ah, and thinking, Samson was such a strong, I wish I had what Samson had. As you're doing, I wish. Why won't you forget how you look like? Because if you could concentrate on what Christ has done, the salvation, the grace you have now, you will see that what you have cannot be compared with what they have. You're so blessed by